B.
Hey, I'll be a radio show host on BBS Internet Radio. I like to call it Radio Free America. Yeah, we can say anything we want here. No censors, no harassment, just pure words coming out of our minds, our mouths, our heads. The truth being spoken like it only can be on Internet Radio. BBS Internet Radio, the name of the show is Connect the Dots. When you hear that music in the beginning, you know it's time to connect the dots. And it's an opportunity for you to connect the dots too, because it is a call-in radio show, 888-627-6008. Yeah, you can say 888-627-6008. Either way, the machines will connect you, and then you have the opportunity to speak live all over the world, because this show is carried all parts of the world. I don't think it's carried in the Antarctica, though, but whatever. How many people are in Antarctica? They're all underground, anyhow, trying to escape the cold. But let me tell you, is the end of the world coming? I don't know. If you listen to a politician, you listen to Trump, well, Trump's ready to... It's doomsday deadline. 2 weeks, huh? Well, nine's a day, maybe. I don't know. It doesn't look good. And I find hard to understand, Trump's got to know about the ETs wanting to land here and bring about peace on Earth. So he's not working in that direction, you know. I'm not saying we should let bad guys get away with doing bad things, but at the same time, I think what I'm talking about here needs to be brought out to the public forum, including those people that nasty terrorists and Islamic morons over there. They need to be informed too. Listen, a new reality is coming and you're preventing it from happening by your hostile actions, by your thinking of violence and revenge. It has to all stop, you know? So that's why this needs to be talked about publicly, what's transpiring behind the scenes here, you know? The good extraterrestrial, our galactic brothers and sisters, the friendly ones, are planning to land here, are planning to round up all the evil, hate-mongering, no-gooders. That message needs to be brought to the people now before they go out and do more damage, because they're just delaying. We want the good people from the rest of the galaxy to land here and bring their free energy machines, their replicators, their med beds that can cure anything, plus make people younger. We want all those things. Maybe if the Iranians and all those other terrorist groups found out about these things happening, maybe they would change their tune. But they're having a clue as to what's going on. And believe me, they're not, the people that are in charge of that country, they're just like, they're not with it. And they're not aware of what's going on and what's about to happen. And their actions, those that want to keep on warring for just sake of revenge or hatred, you are dragging the rest of us along with you. And you're preventing the good things that are destined for Earth from happening. You're delaying it. These people need to be told about that. But unfortunately, all the governments in the world that know about it, and there's probably only a few of them, are not talking about this. I mean, that's the biggest reason for peace, you know, to stop doing things that are going to take it longer to happen. And those crazy Iranian Toki and whatever his name is, Khomeini, those hardliners need to be told that they're going to be rounded up and tossed in the central sun, disintegrated. That no chance for them because their hearts are filled with evil. And another one is going to be heading for doomsday, Netanyahu, yeah. He's as bad as the Iranians. And all the other, evil terrorist groups out there. They're ruining it for the rest of the world, you know? And those militant groups down in Africa, they need to be told that too. You got to stop your killing and bloodshed because you are going to be taken away by a more powerful organization, not of this earth, but of the universe. They know where you're hiding. They know how to get you. They have the equipment. They have the manpower. And they will seek you out and find you very quickly, and it's going to be over unless you give up your evil ways. That's the message that needs to be talked out there. And unfortunately, no one in government, and including our government, wants to talk about that. Trump has to know about what's going on with this. He talks about the med beds coming, you know. Where do you think that all started? It started with the Galactic Confederation and the Galactic Federation and any other group of good extraterrestrials. The Guardian Alliance, I think, is another one. But I don't think they're not handling the changeover here. They might be good guys, but I don't think they're part of the operations going on right now. And this information should be talked publicly all around the world, you know, especially these evil people need to hear it and let them know. The good guys out there in the galaxy, they know who you are. They can tell that you're evil by your vibration. Because you're vibrating so low, you have to be evil. And they have their high-tech operations, they'll find you. There's no place to hide. So there's no getting away. So give up. Give up your evil ways. Start learning what it is to be a good human because it's destined for the earth to be filled only with good people, loving people, people that embrace love, people that help everyone out, and people that have given up all the negative vibrations, hatred, revenge, jealousy, killing, suffering. I don't want anything to do with any of that stuff. So if you're bringing that about in this world, you don't belong here anymore. And you will be removed. And this message needs to be taught to everyone. You know, most people, by nature, they're good. And won't have any problem going along with a love-based society. But the world is still being ruled and ruined by negative extraterrestrials, negative humans, negative clones, and negative reptilians, and all these bad characters that actually came here from other worlds and set up shop here and have been overruling society for way too long, and it's the end of their era. And these are the things that we need to start talking about, believe me. And we need to the general public needs to be taking command of situations. All the governments are corrupt. You can't trust governments. Sure, we say in the United States we got it better than the rest of you, but our government is just too damn corrupt. You know, they're bickering about how to make themselves good. I mean, it's a constant logjam. It's the constant, never-ending game of tic-tac-toe in the U.S. Congress that no one can ever win. And, you know, both sides know how to play the game, tic-tac-toe. When you learn how to play the game, both sides learn how to play the game. There's no winning anymore. It always ends in a deadlock and somebody makes a really stupid mistake. And they're all too good at conning us, conning each other. So very little is going to get done. We have to really substitute the government entities that we have allowed to rule over us with something better. And basically anything would be better than what we had, because it's a logjam. And the people, the elite, have the controls over. They have the controls over the voting. What good is going out and voting when the party or the group that knows how to cheat the best will win the election? I mean, that's where it's at. It's been like that for a long time. And if you happen to look at your history, at least American history, you'll find that over 150 years of just logjam in the Congress. You know, us versus them. Dems versus Republicans. And before that, it was the Republican Party versus the Whigs, I believe. Doesn't matter. It was, you know, after the first couple elections, you know, it withered down into a two-party system. Even when there was a three-party system, it still was basically a two-party system. And that only stood for a couple of elections. It's a plan designed to fail. You know, when you have only two forces, us versus them, it's a battle that never ends. And that's why they keep it like that. You know, Congress is always like 48-52%, you know, 49-51%, or could it be 50-50? But it doesn't stray much from that, which means it's a constant long game all the time. And I personally say that the best way to approach this is to start locally, you know. Your local town has certain rights over territory and things like that. And perhaps towns should be incorporated in themselves outside of being ruled over by a state. Perhaps every town should be a state. Perhaps every county should be a state, to where we can have a little more variety. And that's part of a lot of the problems. That's what stagnates the situation, keeps it locked in place. We got federal laws overseeing everything. We got state laws overseeing everything except the federal laws. And so the best place to start changing things is at the county level or even your local community. And start using some ingenuity, but this has to be done. But you see what's going on right now in the news. Trump is doubling down on thinking the Iranians are going to, you know, who does he think he's talking to? These people are morons. You know, they're hell-bent on violence and killing, and they are not going to give up, so it's going to be bloodbath, whatever. But that's not helping us. It's making us delayed more. You know, we want the ETs, the friendly ETs to land. We still got some of the nasty, evil ones here. Most of them are gone, but we can thank the Galactic Confederation for that. Well, the Galactic Federation, you know, what's the difference? Confederation, you know. I put my money on the Confederation. The Galactic Federation, and, you know, I don't know. They're more like on the sidelines, hoping the Confederation makes the final move. And they'll be looking to claim victory, and so, but they're not doing that much. So much for that. There's always one group that does more than the others, and there's always people looking to come in on the shirt tails of someone else. Whatever it be, hey, this is a call and radio show. Can you tell me the difference between the Galactic Confederation and the Galactic Federation? Nobody had, you know, I look for that info on the internet and on Twitter all the time, but nobody really defines the difference between the two. And that would be interesting to find out. So, you know, people need to, all this good information, there's a lot of good information on Twitter. Go there if you don't mind. On it, join. Follow, look for the star seeds to follow. There's plenty of them. They're bringing in the information, the good information. And they're all dedicated to us freeing ourselves. Opportunities are popping up. You know, this isn't science fiction anymore. This is reality. Idiot square in the face here. Portals are being opened up. Wormholes are even being opened up to make room for tachyons to come in to the tachyon chambers. Of course, you know, the one problem I see with the Galactic Confederation, I've been following them for, I guess, about 5 years now, is that they don't understand that the people with the money can do everything. And those of us that don't have the money, we can't participate like you'd like us to participate. I mean, I don't know how many of you know what a tachyon chamber is. It's being upgraded, more powerful, but it requires tachyons to enter into the device, we should say. If you can think about, let's say, a frame pyramid of copper pipes, you know, and four-sided pyramid copper pipes with, let's say, an 8-9 foot base, and you lay in the middle of that, but certain things have to be done. They have to send a wormhole from the mothership out there in the solar system down to the top of that pyramid, to the apex of that pyramid, to allow the tachyons to come in, and they're beneficial to your health if you lay in the bed for an hour or whatever the time limit is, half hour, and there are 2 hours, who knows for sure unless you've been in these beds. And there's so few of them in the world, and here's the reason why. They will provide you with one if you're deemed okay for $25,000. And I hear the price just went up to $30,000. And how many regular people have that kind of loot just to, you know? And the people who do have that loot, they don't care about any of this stuff. They're interested in, they're ready to take that money and buy themselves another motorcycle or something like that, or another car, you know. But these galactic people, they don't understand that the majority of people are poor, living paycheck to paycheck, day to day, food stamps to food stamps. And we just can't afford to put that money in, you know. Meanwhile, they claim, the Galactic Confederation claims, they can hack into any computer, and when it's time for them to move in, But they're not going to move in until after the event. They made it quite clear. So the event isn't going to happen until we have more love in this world. You know, 5 years have been spent anchoring good vibrations into the earth. It's taken that long because there are so many obstacles to overcome. This has been going on behind the scenes. You know, am I the only person, Bubblewood, talking about this? I shouldn't be. There should be plenty of people out there. Yeah, they have their little workshops, you know. But they're not organized, you know. I've tried to communicate with these people, like, let's work on something together. Why don't you meet with a human being like me that can tell you about the human race that you're not aware of? You're not aware of that, our habits. You somehow think that you can just tell us things and we're all going to organize and get together. It doesn't work that easily. You probably wonder why. No surprise why. You've been living here long enough. But you haven't. You showed up in the galaxy, I don't know, 10 years ago or something like that, rather in the solar system. And then you monitor our communications, you know, do far away observations. You don't really get to mingle with the people or understand how we operate, you know, or how we can be unified. You're lacking that knowledge, and you're not being helpful in that way. You're keeping yourself at a distance, just like our governments do with us. You know? And that's not very refreshing. In fact, it's insulting. And, you know, I've even communicated with the few little email sites you have to communicate to get someone to call in to my show that maybe we can talk about a few things. And, you know, no response, you know? I mean, even if I got a response, well, we can't do that for security reasons. Yeah, but of course I wouldn't. They didn't even do that. Just no reply. Just like we get the door slammed in our face by our government. You send some in request for something, and they just ignore you. What can you do? Well, that's the same way as kind of, you know, unfriendly attitude we're getting from these galactic people, you know? They have a problem wanting to talk with the regular people. And so when they finally land after the event, who are they going to go run and see? They're going to run and see all the crooked politicians of all the crooked governments, professional liars, and they think that is a good place to start. I mean, you know, they're going to be in it for a rude awakening. You're going to find out these people, you know, they're unresponsive too. And, you know, it's not going to be, there's going to be a lot of chaos and a lot of misunderstandings and a lot of trouble. Because, and part of the problem is the Galactic Confederation does not want to meet with regular people. And then if they say they do, I haven't heard any things. All I hear about is they talk with Trump, they talk with the Russian guy, they talk with the Chinese guy, and nobody likes what they're saying. The Pleiadians also talk to the Russians. And these countries do not want to do what they have in mind. And they're talking to the wrong people. The good, hardworking, loving people of planet Earth, yeah, we'd love to go along with anything you have to say, but you're not talking to us. You seem to think that, you know, you somehow believe that these governments represent us, but they don't. They only represent the elite, 1% of the planet, if that. That's who the governments really represent. And then they do things occasionally to pretend they're trying to do things. Anyhow, and the fact that you're afraid to make a phone call to a live radio show, you know, you claim to be up there on your mothership. Yeah, and your people are getting taking pictures of the ships come come down in the cloud, close to ground level, and let themselves be seen. But that doesn't do crap, you know? That, you know, you think that's getting us ready. No, you need to be talking to us, the regular people. And you have no excuse for not calling in a radio show, and we can have some communication going. Maybe you'll learn something, you know? And don't tell me you can't do that without safely doing it. That's a bunch of crap, you know? It's so easy to do. And if you can't figure that out, I don't know, you guys all lack imagination or what. But that's part of the problem, too. You know? Oh, man. So much for that. Anyhow, hey, it was just about 23 hours ago was the summer solstice. Yeah, most people don't realize that. Summer solstice turned up close to the 23rd hour of June 20th. Yeah, roughly about 23 hours and a few odd minutes ago. You know, most people just assume it's on June 21st. Well, hey, that information is so easy to find. That's how I found it that time. Just Google it, you know, and there it was, 10:42 Eastern Daylight Time, my time zone. Yeah, I'm in the New York state of mind, yeah. And talk about sound. What does it sound like listening to this radio show? I can always hold the show, get taped and archived. I can listen in. I feel like listening to last week's show, and I know how it sounds. The, you know, sound is an underrated thing. Sound is frequency. And we can think of it as dropping a pebble in the lake. We have those concentric circles going out, rippling out across the water. Well, that's how sound waves are. But there's a lot of new things happening with sound. There's this company, fortunately in China, called Spooky Tune. Check it out. They're making right technology type of equipment. And it all has to do with sound and specific frequencies to heal certain ailments. Now, I'm just finding out about this. I haven't bought into it yet, but there's also another one called Rife Technology in Virginia. Their machines cost a little more, though. But, well, naturally, machines in China would cost less. So these are opportunities that are happening now, and a lot is known about how these machines operate. I mean, they have the scalar machines where you need two scalar machines. You need a sender and a receiver. And you send the recommended frequencies to from the sender to the receiver, and you can put something on the receiver, let's say an aroma, an oil, or even vitamins, and you can put them on there, and the machine will recognize the frequencies of the item you're putting on there, and when it sends it back to the sender, it'll send it into your body. Basically, you're going to lie down in between the two scalar machines, and after it receives the signal from the sender, and evaluates what you put on that second machine that will send it into your body without having to physically consume it or anything like that. And that's a cool machine to have, you know? And it's cool to get your hands on the information of all the known frequencies. Then they have other things that work for 11 days called Invokium. Yeah. Once you learn to get the machine, learn how to program it, and, you know, set in the parameters for 11 days, and then it'll be broadcasting the frequencies remotely to any person on the planet, any location, because some of this technology, distance does not matter. And after the stuff runs and hits your body, because there's a little box you have to put in some DNA, they recommend take a fingernail off, put it in the box. And so the machine knows who you are by your DNA, and that's where the signal is sent. And after 11 days, you should have some results if you're putting in the proper frequencies for what you want to fix, alleviate pain, whatever. So there's a lot there, too much for me to talk about. But I've given you the name, Spooky 2, the number 2. SpookyChew.com. And the other one is Rife Technology. They're also on Twitter. And with technology. So, it's a small world. Actually, the guy in Virginia who does this and sells his machine, he has a small workshop. He doesn't have as many machines as the SpookyChew does, but the one he makes, he had an uncle who was personal friends with Dr. Rife, Raymond Rife. He had another name too, three R's, triple R for sure. Hey, triple R, tell us about your technology. But anyhow, Rife is his last name. So this guy in Virginia, his uncle, personally knew the guy, and he got access to some of the original notes and explanations of how the stuff works. And he has a small team of workers in Virginia, and they make the machines. A little more expensive, but, you know, you got to check these out yourself and got to ask the key questions. But this all is related to sound. And frequency. Of course, as soon as the our galactic brothers and sisters land and give us all med beds, access to med beds, we can cure our bodies 1, 2, 3, because they have the fine-tuning technology for that. I mean, I hear there's med beds to have now, but they're, you know, they don't want to bring them out until after they land. Can I say they've given a few to people who are, they're using them on the captured children that have been rescued to try to get them back into normal shape as being a human being. But these machines also have, there's three varieties of machines. We can't wait for these things. And so I've got to make us all young. Yeah, you can make you get them the machine in a very short amount of time. It takes all your parts apart and make a few and bring you back to around between age 20 and 30. Who doesn't want that? Believe me, I'll be getting online for that one myself. But those are goodies, and we're being denied that because these crazy people that insist that they can't think beyond war. And they lack ingenuity to come up with something. I think I've got the best plan there. We need to start talking about what's waiting behind the door, just, you know, ready to be brought here and give us peace on Earth and solve all our health and aging problems. You know, that's why we need to talk about this, so people can start talking about, come on, the best way for to make this happen sooner is by stopping all the violence and bloodshed. You know? There's no reason for violence and bloodshed and war. Absolutely none. In fact, that concept was really has been propagated by the evil ETs that came here to rule over our planet. Many groups came here to do that. And they quickly learned that they could overpower us if they just kept us fighting amongst ourselves. And if you look, you can remember going to school. Maybe you're still going to school. Most of the history books, that's what they're filled with. They're filled with mostly who conquered who, you know? And one war after another war after another war. The whole point, you know, is to keep the wars going forever. Hey, it was in the movie 1984. The guy actually explains it to some poor citizen that got to talk to one of the big shots. He says, keep the wars going to keep control of the people. And that's what is happening still. Though a lot of these bad ETs have been run off the planet by the Galactic Confederation, and a lot of them are gone, there's still enough of them here, and they're trained humans, that's it. That's part of their plan, train human beings to police the rest of the humans. And that's still holding back the situation. They've trained these people too good in controlling others with war and killing and creating fear. Yeah, that's the recipe. And people have become too good at doing this. That's why all the governments are corrupt. You know, it's why all the military, paramilitary groups, the terrorists, you know, they've learned what game. Might is right and fear will rule over you with fear. Put fear in your heart and it will keep you subdued because you'll be fearful of what we'll do to you if you don't listen to us. And this is the crap that's holding us back. Most people, we want peace on earth. You know, we want a loving place. And unfortunately, the bad guys are still keeping us in this cycle that nobody can win. We just make each other suffer and more life gets taken out. People's lives or the quality of life goes down. And that's the sad situation. But anyhow, on the good note, we're going to be hearing a lot more about vibrational healing. I gave you a couple of good clues tonight. Hey, this is called the radio show. If you have a phone and know how to dial the number and aren't shy about saying something important that you might know. Hey, this is the show to call me. The number is 888-627-6008. So let me tell you, you know that few little facts here. You know, anything vibrating below 20 hertz is considered infrasound. Did you know that? If it's vibrating above 20,000 hertz, it is ultrasound. You know, some of these remedies for curing ailments with the human body, like curing cancer and stuff like that, we're talking about frequencies hundreds of thousands of cycles per second. Sometimes as high as a million cycles per second. Very, very fast. And, of course, there's some magic lesser frequencies. Well, hey, all the solfeggio frequencies, again, that's, you know, sound is an important aspect of life and being healthy. There's 9 solfeggio frequencies. Look it up, all the information is out there. What's really interesting, YouTube has videos for all the chakra solfeggio frequencies. It's one of those frequencies, you know, coordinates with the chakra and coordinates with good health and opening your pineal gland, your third eye. You know, it's dormant in most people because of all kinds of bad things being done to people. You know, certain things that people are subjected to that calcify your pineal gland to where it won't function. You know, it has to be able to be receiving signals from the galaxy. And of course, we've been on the present planet, they take it down the energy net, but there's still resistance to some extent because there's these giant entity things called the lurker that permeates every molecule of every space of air or something like that. That still takes a while. They're still working on getting rid of it. They got rid of it, most of it, but not all of it. And that's part of the reason things are being held up too. But we need to be working on ourselves. And by looking up those YouTube videos, you can, you know, if you're doing something around the house, just let that music be playing. It will be beneficial to you. I do it. And you can too, you know. And again, it's sound working its magic, you know. And of course, popular frequencies, 528 hertz. You know, it's a solfeggio frequency. And I think that's a scene of also. Then again, with sound, you know, for the last 100 years, we've been duped by the elite. You know, the Rockefeller clan, they got the whole world to change all the music based on 440 hertz A note. When the ideal frequency for an A note is 432. And as soon as I found out about that, I tuned my guitar down to 432, my A note, and all the other strings consecutively in sync with that. And I quickly found out it makes music sound better. I asked other people, and they agreed, yeah, the music sounds better at 532. Well, why isn't everyone going back to rather 432 for an A note? You know, because that'll help get us all back in sync. The I'll tell you, everybody should, you know, famous albums that were recorded over the years should be re-recorded in 432. You know, hey, what band is still around? The Rolling Stones. Yeah, they should record all their early music in 432. And it would really sound good. Hey, Paul McCartney's still out there. And Ringo, they should record their some of their early songs in 432. Well, it's just an idea, but maybe it's an idea that'll catch on. You know? And you ever wonder why things are the way they are? Well, I think I've explained some of it tonight. Let me tell you. And, of course, other parts of the big puzzle is the multidimensional connections. You know, we've got, it said that human beings were really not who we were told we were. I mentioned it before because everybody had signed a document to be born on Earth because that's how strict the rules were here on the Pleiadian planet. You know, that you had to agree to have your memory erased by coming here. That way you wake up as a baby and you don't realize you came from the heavenly realms already. 12 chakras. 12 DNA strands. And you had agreed to come down here, have your memory erased, and where you only get 2 DNA strands to work with. Kind of put you behind the 8-ball, as the saying goes. But that's the way the evil beings wanted it, and that's how, because they were ruling our planet, and that's how it got played out. Now, each one of those dimensions, I've explained it before, you know, people get confused, they hear that word dimension. You know, we're not talking about the length, width, and height of a box. We're talking about frequency ranges. All the dimensions are different frequency ranges. You know, the old 3D Earth, that has 3 frequency ranges. The first dimension, the second dimension, and the third dimension. You know? And then you go to the fourth dimension. Actually, these are realms of existence with vibrational parameters. You know? And those are the veils. And the fact of the matter is, the faster the vibration, if you're at a lower vibration, you can't see above into a faster vibration. Because it's going too fast. You know, the upgrades are like maybe 10,000 cycles per second, whatever the limit is for our third dimension. And the next one will be 1,000,000. You know, it'll jump up at that high. Next one will be 1,000,000,000. Next one will be 1,000,000,000,000. And, it, you know, the gaps keep, you know, it kept jumping up, and each step is bigger than the last one, and the parameters are really vibrating fast. That's why they say that if it was possible for you to get to stand before God, you wouldn't even know you were standing before God, because that's the ultimate vibration. There isn't a number for it. It's just super, 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 super fast vibrations. Like, so fast, he's everywhere at once. And so in order to meet God, you have to go up the steps and learn to vibrate faster. And only when you are vibrating real, real, real fast, then you can take that trip to paradise and actually perceive whom God is before you. That's quite a lot I just told you there, huh? Well, guess what? That information is actually in books. You know, gathering dust in bookstores. So I've done plenty of my own investigations, you know. That's why I mentioned my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I've proven that book with roughly 75 photographs that things, they're all nighttime photographs, that we're sharing our space here with invisible things that are outside the parameters of our human vision, whatever those parameters are. But a camera, I'd be saying, can pick it up, because these the candle power of the light trails left behind by these invisible entities, it's so low candle power that you have to leave the shutter open for at least 3 seconds to catch it, maybe 2 seconds. Because it has to be, that area of space that you're taking the photograph of has to build up the light because it's such low candle power. And that's why it'll only work with a B setting when the candle power is really low. And apparently there's a lot of small insects that fly around and leave light trails at night. They're everywhere. Well, not everywhere. They're there if you happen to be in a place where they're at, you know. Insects like live in certain places and they don't live in other places. I've gone out into wilderness spots like a big rocky outcrest or something like that and didn't pick up anything. But the places where I did find them, right there every night. And who else shows up on the camera when it's kind of known you're there? Spirit beings. And they whoosh around and leave brighter light trails. But they're whooshing around so fast. It looks like they cover, you know, a couple hundred feet in less than a second. You know? So, again, moving so fast that you couldn't see it, but the light trail will hang around and be picked up on a beach setting on camera, nighttime photography. Well, don't believe me. Hey, download my book. Come on. For less than the price of a drink at a bar, you can have this book that will make you a smarter person by the next day. Just by looking at the pictures. Not to mention all the good info in there and explanations. Near the book, Connect the Dots Theory. The author is me, Tom Edison. Hey, you can be a supporter of my show by everybody listening to me should download that book tonight. For the price less than a drink and a bar, you can have a vast amount of knowledge that makes you a smarter person by the next day. Just by looking at the pictures. And it's only 100 pages of text, but there's no filler. I only talk about important things. And you learn about things like thought, attraction, flypaper. Yeah, it's out there, and it can hook onto you. That's the cute little name I give it, but it's a real phenomenon. Well, hey, download the book and read about it. That's in chapter 4, I mean, page 11. What attraction flies in? And nobody is immune from this, believe it or not. When you see how it's explained, you'll understand. And, hey, the name of the show here is Connect the Dots. Got the name from the book I printed out in 2016. But it's amazing that I am the discoverer of these. I did it with photographs, 35 millimeter photographs, none of that digital stuff that could be faked. So I have the negatives to prove. These photographs were not altered in one way. But apparently, nobody picked up on it. Nobody seems to think that's important. Invisible life forces, you know, sharing the same space as us, but they're invisible. Of course, spirit beings are invisible, too. But who would have thought that there's apparently insight-type beings? And there's, like, three spirits going around, I guess. I went out there with a camera. Number consecutive nights in a row. And they zoom down in front of the camera and do all these zigzag patterns. Just, I guess, showing them off. I estimate they're moving a couple hundred feet per second. Get your own photos. You can do your estimate how fast they're moving. Again, plenty of invisible things on our world. Human sight has its limitations. And sometimes cameras can take us beyond that. Of course, there's other things. Psychedelics can expand your vision, too. Why do you think they're illegal? Because the controllers of the world don't want you catching on. You know, how you're being tricked, how you're not being told the truth. That's why they're still illegal, psychedelics. In fact, psychedelics can be used in very positive ways. You can gain 10 years of knowledge in one night. And there's plenty of people besides me and they can tell you that. We're coming near the end of the show. Hey, listen, people, you know. I have to pay the engineers to do this program for me. You know? So I don't make any money here. I lose money every show. But it would be helpful to cover my cost expenses if you would subscribe to my show. And my show, it's like a college course, you know? I get out here once a week, and I get valuable information, the kind of stuff the colleges would never teach. Or, they're incapable. They have nobody qualified to even teach these things. But if they wanted to. And so, you know how much people pay for college education. So, hey, go to my show and subscribe to my show. Go to the BBS Internet Radio schedule. I'm on Station 1 Saturday, 8 p.m. Central Time. All the shows are listed at Central Time, Central Daylight Time now. You know, Saturday, 8 p.m. Central Daylight Time. Name of the show is Connect the Dots. Click on the name of the show or click on my name, Tom Anderson. And scroll down, see all the other things I do, and then you'll find to subscribe, you know. You can start as little as $2.99, but hey, don't be a cheapskate. Give me more. I mean, every little bit helps. Because like I said, if I don't get people subscribing to my show, basically, I'm losing money every week. You know? What kind of a teacher goes out and teaches, I am a teacher, and loses money instead of getting paid for teaching? I'm losing money every day. And then, hey, go to look up on YouTube, CD Baby, my album, Songs Better Than Dylan. Yeah, download one of the songs for 99 cents, 23 songs, you'll find at least one of them. And the other album, American Party Songs, all on there, I guarantee you at least one. You'll like to download it for 99 cents. CD Baby will pay 90 cents and keep 9 cents for themselves. But every little big thing. Hey, you know, what can I say? That's my request. Hey, tell your friends to tune in next week. And we're going to do the countdown out there and check it out with my music. If you haven't heard it before, listen to it. Listen to the words. I gotta be somebody, you know, could be your anthem too. Listen to the words. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here. My stand without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without being it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by south of love.